there's a halacha in Yeridaya that if a person tears kriya, having been misinformed that, say, he lost a brother, and then it turns out a few minutes later it's clarified that it wasn't a brother who died, but a parent or one of the other seven immediate relatives, that he has to tear kriya again. Acts of mourning need to be directed. There needs to be an understanding of whom or what we mourn for. Similarly, that the Rav Zichron Livracha would often, when he was called upon to deliver a eulogy, would say that it's the role, the obligation of a masbid to answer the question, who was the niftar? So too, as we are about to say kinos, our father Zichron Livracha once defined kinos as the analog to a eulogy, the analog to a hesped for the Beis HaMikdash. As we try to be Mis'abel al Yerushalayim, so we need to pose and try, at least in a rudimentary fashion, answer the questions, what was the Beis HaMikdash? What was its unique function? And what are we missing because of Churban? Now, in order to answer those questions, we need to understand, albeit superficially and inadequately, something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's remarkable Bria. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, commenting on the Bracha, explaining the Bracha of Asher Yatzah, adds an explanation to those put forward by the Machaber. The Ramah is commenting on the conclusion of the Bracha. V'od yesh l'foresh shemafli lasos. We conclude the Bracha v'ofek kol boso mafli lasos. So the Ramah says, yesh l'foresh shemafli lasos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu safeguards the spirit, the spiritual essence of a person within his physical body. The kosher dovo ruchani b'dovo gashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu binds together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interweaves something spiritual, a spiritual essence, with something physical. Perhaps the ultimate, or one of the ultimate wonders of the Bria, is that cooperative partnership and symbiotic relationship between the physical and the spiritual. One wouldn't have imagined that the two could interact. Two different planes. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafli lasos, that he's kosher, dovor, ruchani, dovor gashmi, that he binds together the spiritual with the physical. So for instance, the Rambam tells us that the capacity that a person has for abstract understanding, abstract knowledge, ultimately Yedias Hashem, is not something physical. It's not something physical. And yet we know that it can only function in this world and express itself through the brain. Rahman al-Islam, a person suffers a brain injury, brain damage. So even though the nefesh ha-sichlis is something spiritual, it can't and doesn't function in this world. Its functioning is impaired because of that mafli lasos. Kadosh Baruch Hu created that the physical is a conduit to the spiritual. The spiritual nefesh hasichlis, that intellectual soul that we have that lets us learn Torah on the highest levels, have yediyas Hashem, the conduit for that in this world is the brain, with all its neurons, all its cells. When Shlomo HaMelech consecrates the Beis HaMikdash, so he reflects on the apparent absurdity of building a Beis HaMikdash. Ki ha'umran yeshev elokim al ha'oretz, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell on earth? Hine ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yuchal keluch ha'af ke'vayis hazeh asher banisi. Your own vast cosmos can't contain you. Obviously, this Beis HaMikdash, which I just erected, says Shlomo HaMelech, can't succeed in that either. Because Baruch Hu exists, we're physical, so we exist in time and place. We were born in a certain year. As we live, our bodies age because we live in time. We occupy a certain space at all times. We exist in time and space because we're physical. Because Baruch Hu exists outside of time and space. To speak of the Beis HaMikdash is seemingly an absurdity. And yet, there's a mitzvah also in the Mikdash. But the answer becomes clear, and this is intimated by Shlomo HaMelech in his tefillah as well, although we're not really going to touch the psukim now. But the answer becomes clear when we view the Beis HaMikdash through the lens of Machli Lassos. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists outside of time and place. He doesn't live in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Beis HaMikdash served as an extraordinary, transformative, physical conduit, a physical pipeline for the spiritual. For what did the Beis HaMikdash serve as a conduit? Just about everything of consequence. Ki mitzion teitze soro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. With the Chorban, Yirmiyo HaNavi laments, Malka v'sareh v'agoyim ein Torah. We no longer have or can learn Torah with the same breadth or depth. Torah has been dramatically diminished by Chorban. Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. Misham Shoavin, says the Yerushalmi, Ruach HaKodesh. That when Jews used to be Ole Regel, like one draws water from a well, so they would draw Ruach HaKodesh and attain the Ruach. Yerushalmi says that Yomah Ben Amitai, we read Sefer Yomah, Yom to Mitra, that's how he attained the Ruach. He was from the Ole Regalim and Sharsa Ola Shina, and he attained the Ruach. And thus Yirmiyahu HaNavi says that after the Churban, Gam Nevi Eho Lo Motzu'u Chazon Mei Hashem. Kapora, atonement for all our sins. The Rambam paskins that the Sar Mishtaleach was Mechape on all Averos. And for those Averos classified as Kalos, relatively speaking, less egregious, it was mechaper even without tshuva. Yiras Hashem. In speaking of mitzvahs achilas meisr sheni, the Torah teaches v'achalta lefnei Hashem elokecha, and then the pasuk concludes the mantilman liyiras Hashem elokecha kol hayomim. You go to eat meisr sheni once, and the effect. Again, the effect in Yerushalayim, which is the outermost precinct of Mikdash, the effect of that, because the Mikdash is a physical conduit for the spiritual, The effect of that is, "Nabatim adriyas Hashem alakecha kol hayom." That's why we conclude Shmonesrei Sheivan Beis Hamikdash Meher V'Yamenu, the Saint Chalkeinu B'Sar Asachel, which is so diminished now, V'Sham Na'avotcha B'Yira. Even the Yira Shamayim that we can strive for, that we can cultivate to a degree, but that Yira Shamayim is also diminished because we lack that conduit of the Beis Hamikdash. Tefillah. Bogdehu b'midosho chazal darshan, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos explains, kloma loleches shom to the Beis HaMikdash lehispalel. Shlomo HaMelech in his inaugural tefillah, lios einecho psuchos el habayis hazeh, kaveyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your eyes should be open, should be trained on this house. Laila v'yom, 24-hour hotline, Laila v'yom, and the pasuk then continues, L'shmoa el ha'tfilah. Of course, we continue to daven nochach ha'mikdash, even b'chorbano, but the effect of the mikdash and having our tfilos accepted has also been sorely handicapped. The Beis HaMikdash was the conduit for all this, and much, much more. We listed disparate items, Torah, Nevuah, Yiras Hashem, etc. But in truth, there's a common denominator. The physical conduit which the Beis HaMikdash was provided for a spiritual closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is how the Torah itself defines the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, Vishokhanti B'Sofam. And in its absence, the Chorbano, that imposes a distance, Rachmano Litzlan. The Beis HaMikdash is also defined in the Torah as the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Losum Es Shemosham. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is associated with the Mikdash. Losum Es Shemo Sham. Now that Simas Shem, that expression, manifestation of the special relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, when that Simas Shem is manifest, so we know, as the Torah says in the context of mitzvahs, Tefillin perhaps as well, in a much smaller and limited sense, V'ro'u kol amei ha'oretz, ki shem Hashem nikra elecha v'yaru mimecha. When the Simas Shem of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is manifest, when it's discernible, so then the goyim, all our enemies sworn to our destruction, are intimidated. The Yoru Mimecha. And without that Sima Shem being discernible, without that Sima Shem being manifest, there is no such inhibition. Which is why, as Rav Soloveitchik famously emphasized, all subsequent tragedies of Jewish history are also mourned on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is the root cause. It's the root cause of the Spanish Inquisition. It's the root cause of the Khmelnytsky massacres. It's the root cause of the Holocaust. It's the root cause of October 7th, because there's no Simas Shem which is manifest. There's no Yoru Mimecha, and because of that, our vulnerability and our subjugation. Nonetheless, even though all subsequent tragedies should and are mourned on Tisha B'Av, because of its centrality, the primary focus in the keynotes we're about to say, And therefore, our primary focus should be upon the Churban, because that is the root cause of everything that we're mourning. The Mafli Lassos of Kosha Dove Ruchani Bedove Gashmi also translates that our actions, our physical actions in this world, have spiritual consequences and spiritual reverberations. Chaim Volozhiner in his Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, when he introduces us to the Kabbalah worldview, depicts that cause and effect, that physical, spiritual cause and effect. The lens of Mafli Lassos also tells us that it's our actions, our physical actions in this world, which are responsible for Churban, and hence the role of Kinos also is to recognize that fact, and that there should be a Hisodus for Tshuva. In fact, in the very first Kina with which we'll begin, so Rabbi Elazar HaKalir opens the Kina, that in the second line, Schi u'ma'os hesimuni be'edre habere, that our enemies relate to us as filth and refuse. The caricature of the dirty Jew is a constant anti-Semitic trope. Now this description of Schi u'ma'os hesimuni is inspired, as the Kina is in general, by Psukim and Echa. The pasuk in Echa, Paragimel, Schi u'ma'os tesimenu bekerav ha'amim. But there's a crucial difference. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir attributes the action to our enemies, Schi u'ma'os hesimuni, they, the goyim, are the ones who are responsible for our degradation. The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Schi u'ma'os tesimenu, that the subject of tesimenu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees our enemies malevolently, without caring about the decree, without being motivated by implementing Gzeirah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they're the instruments. So it's both. It's Schi u'ma'os hesimuni, but it's crucial that we recognize that ultimately, it's because there's a Gzeirah Din brought about because of our averos of Schi u'ma'os tesimenu, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tells us that all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes midah keneged midah. The midah keneged midah in the Schi u'ma'os tesimenu is that when a Jew neglects Torah, when a Jew goes against Torah, that's the ultimate self-degradation. And when we, Rachman Litzlan, engage in that self-degradation, so then the onesh, midah keneged midah, is that there's a gzar din of Schi u'ma'os tesimenu, which our enemies very enthusiastically, very malevolently execute Schi u'ma'os hesimu. But when we read and recite the Kina of Arzei Halvonon about the 10 towering Torah scholars, personalities put to death al Kiddush Hashem, we have the impression that they were contemporaries. And in fact, as all the commentaries point out, that's not true. And yet the Paitan, almost in what seems at first glance to be a misleading way, does seem to give that impression. But it's not simply that the Paitan is taking poetic license. There's a transcendent ahistorical quality to Jewish history. And although unique in status, the destiny of the Asara Harugei Melucha is part of a defining, recurring pattern in Jewish history. Maintaining our unique identity as a people consecrated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and continues to require dying al Kiddush Hashem. The apparent catalysts of vicious anti-Semitism vary from one historical epoch to another. The caste of anti-Semites changes, and yet the murderous anti-Semitism remains an ahistorical constant. That's the meaning of the Pythons weaving together two different periods into one seamless narrative, because what he's describing really doesn't belong to any one historical period. It's an ahistorical quality. There's a second complementary message subtly expressed in the lines of the Kina. We describe how Rav Chanina ben Tradion was Makil Kehilos, Rabbi Akiva. They defied the decree. They weren't naive. Rav Chanina ben Tradion knew what would inevitably result from defying the might of the Roman Empire. The cost of being the Am HaNivchar in this world appears at the darkest of times very great. And yet in truth, the privilege of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Am HaNivchar dwarfs any price. Kol yomei nitzta'arti al mikro zesas Rabbi Akiva mosa yovel liyodi v'kaimai kaimeno. I always yearned, worried that I wouldn't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The eternal destiny of Kirvas Elokim in Olam Haba contextualizes and provides perspective on all adversity in Olam Haba. The refrain throughout the skin until the last stanza is Eich Enochem. How can I, speaking in the voice of Knesset Yisrael, how can I be consoled? How can I find consolation? At first glance, it's very hard to understand. The Rambam writes the halacha in Hilchos Avel, well, when a person is observing Avelos. So the halacha says that on the one hand, the person is supposed to grieve, but on the other hand, it has to be b'mido b'mishkol. Al yiskasha adam al meso yesem yidai. A person is not supposed to mourn excessively, and if he does so, hareza tipesh. There's a mitzvah for an adam l'chol atzlan to accept tanchumim, to accept the consolation that's offered. How does the Python insist that Ve'eche Nochem? But if we revisit these lines in the Rambam explains that the reason excessive mourning is prohibited is because Shezehu Minhago Shel Olam. Ever since Adam and Chava sinned, death is Minhago Shel Olam. It's the way of the world. V'hametzaer Atzmo Al Minhago Olam. And if a person reacts disproportionately, he doesn't make peace with Minhago Shel Olam, the way of the world, Hareza Tipesh, he's a fool. People are mortal, and death is a natural part of life ever since the Chet of Adam and Rishon. But Churban is a grotesque anomaly. And because of that, one should never ever acclimate to Churban. And hence the Pythons refrain of Eich Enochem, of being inconsolable. Eich Tanachemoni.